I'm not saying that the season is over. I just think that the fact that they're losing these close games and finding ways to lose and having terrible second halves, I mean, it's just, how do you want to look at it? You know, I mean, this is just a classic glass half full, glass half empty situation. And I'm choosing to look at it like they still look really discombobulated. Aaron Rodgers is getting hit a lot. There's too many penalties. They suck in the second half. It feels like the same team after the coaching change. That's where I'm looking at it.
They ran the ball.
But also, I can say that, you know, with the schedule, and the Steelers are not that good, and the Patriots, they should be able to beat the Patriots again, that they can get the 4-4. I mean, you're saying, like, you like the fact that they're close against these teams. You know, so we'll see. Just get to really... None of this is going to matter if he's healthy and you get to 4-4 and then you host the Texans on another primetime game and you go from there.
And by the way, did they run the ball more effectively yesterday?
They did. Yeah, it was Breece Hall's best game. Yeah.
Right. All right. So that's the Todd Downing effect. That's calling more running plays, not just relying on the arm, but you know, there were some drop passes in this game last night. There were some goofy plays that didn't seem to develop correctly, and there were way too many penalties on both sides of the ball. But he could still fling the ball, fire the ball with the best of them in this league, and I'm just not ready to give up on the team.
No, not even close. I don't want it to seem like I'm giving up on them and the season is over. I don't believe that. I feel like there's bigger problems than you have. I'm projecting more negativity going forward than you are, but there's no way the season is over, especially in this division.